Exclusive: Top Mexican Border State Cop Spiked Probes into Prison Corruption. By Cartel Chronicles on November 29, 2019. Monterrey, Nuevo León. Although the top law enforcement official in the state boasted about probes into prison corruption, an exclusive Breitbart Texas investigation revealed that most of those incidents were little more than media stunts, since no evidence was actually turned over to prosecutors. Soon after taking office in late 2018 as the public security secretary for Nuevo León, Aldo Fasci Zuazua claimed he had evidence about widespread corruption inside the state prison in Cadereyta. A series of subsequent raids in the facility revealed a working drug lab. Fasci then publicly claimed he ordered the investigation, firing, and prosecution of 80 guards and employees. Milenio reported at the time, adding that all evidence was then handed over to prosecutors. That version of events was not true, top U.S. law enforcement officials working in Mexico revealed to Breitbart Texas. Despite the public claims made in early 2019, the information about corrupt officials working in Cadereyta prison never reached federal or state prosecutors. No one was prosecuted for the drug lab or deep cartel influences inside the facility either, the U.S. sources revealed. Fasci is the same public official who, along with his state police commissar General Jorge Fernando Garza, covered up cartel murders and kidnappings performed by their own officers. The top officials were linked to the cover-ups of three murders, including the shooting of two men in October and the throwing of another man from a government building in April. In both of those cases, the murder suspects were identified as cops working for certain cartels. The issues with Fasci and state prisons continued in the summer when Nuevo León authorities closed the infamous Topo Chico facility. Widespread corruption allowed various cartels to assume control and led to a massive riot in 2016, killing 49 inmates. Prior to closing the location, Aldo Fasci had his prison police officers carry out a series of searches that yielded AR-15s, pistols, ammunition, and shanks. In another part of the facility, authorities found a cartel intelligence center which gathered information on inmates to extort them and their families. The searches also found widespread forced prostitution of female inmates, drugs, alcohol, and a VIP nightclub. Despite the media attention from the seizures, U.S. law enforcement sources in Mexico revealed to Breitbart Texas that neither Fasci or his staff turned over any case files, evidence, or formal complaints to prosecutors.